This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Activists in the U.S. are using this St. Patrick's Day to call attention to the ongoing fight about changing America's immigration law. They're also focusing on the nearly 2 million undocumented immigrants they say the Obama administration has deported. Last week, the president announced a review of his deportation policy, but that's not enough for the activists or businesses that hire immigrants, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer explains.
When Blake Chisholm heard that deportation policies were being reviewed, he thought, here we go again, another delay for immigration legislation.
The more we study a problem that we already know exists and essentially know how to solve, the longer it's going to take.
Chisholm is an attorney who helps employers hire low-skilled foreign workers. Among his clients, construction companies and hotel chains. Tamar Jacoby heads Immigration Works USA, a group of businesses that support immigration reform.
What employers really want most is a system that gives them some certainty for the future.
So they don't have to worry about workers they thought were legal getting deported.
There's concern about, you know, what would happen if they lost those workers someday, because if you're a small business owner, your workers are your business.
Jacoby says the deportation review could actually hurt chances for immigration reform this year by complicating already tense negotiations between congressional Republicans and the White House. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.